गिरिवर धारी जय। यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रज जनारञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रज जनारञ्जन जय यमुना तीरावन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी वन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानन्दना जय ब्रज जनारञ्जन जय यमुना तीरवन चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी जय श्री गौरांग श्री गौरांग जय श्री गौरांग प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवार का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय जय श्रीमद भागवतम की जय हरे कृष्ण ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we are reading from Canto 4th, Chapter 12, entitled Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead, verse number 4. Aham Tvam Iti Apartha Dhi Adhyanat Purushasya Hi Swapni Iva Abhati Atat Dhyanat यया बंध विपर्ययो अहम् त्वम् इत्यपार्था अहम् त्वम् इत्यपार्था धीर अज्ञानात् पुरुषस्य हि स्वप्निवाभ्यात् अदध्यानात् यया बंध विपर्ययो अहम् त्वम् इति अपार्थात् धीर अज्ञानात् पुरुषस्य हि स्वप्निवाभ्यात् अतध्यानात् यया बंध विपर्ययो अहम् त्वम् इति अपार्थात् धीर अज्ञानात् पुरुषस्य हि स्वप्निवाभ्यात् अतध्यानात् यया बंध विपर्ययो हम तम इति पार्थाधीर अज्ञानात् पुरुषस्य हि स्वप्नयाभात्य अदध्यानात् या बन्ध विपर्ययो हम तम इति पार्थाधीर अज्ञानात् पुरुषस्य हि यया बंध विपर्ययो माताजी अहम त्वम इति पार्थाधीर अज्ञानात् पुरुषस्य हि स्वप्नयाभात्य तद्ध्यानात् यया बंध विपर्ययो वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन अहम आई त्वम यू इति दज अपार्था मिसकंसीव्ड धी इंटेलिजेंस अज्ञानात फ्रॉम इग्नोरेंस पुरुषस्य ऑफ अ पर्सन ही सर्टनली स्वप्नी अ ड्रीम इव लाइक आभाति अपियर्स अतत ध्यानात फ्रॉम द बॉडीली कंसेप्ट ऑफ लाइफ यया बाय विच बंध बॉन्डेज विपर्यय एंड मिजरी ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन मिस आइडेंटिफिकेशन ऑफ वन सेल्फ एंड अदर्स एज आई एंड यू ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ बॉडीली कंसेप्ट ऑफ लाइफ इज अ प्रोडक्ट ऑफ इग्नोरेंस This bodily concept is the cause of repeated birth and death, and it makes us go on continuously in material existence. Purport: The conception of I and you, aham, tvam, as a separate from each other, is due to our forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Person Krishna is the central point, and all of us are his parts and parcels, just as hands and legs are parts and parcels of the whole body. When we actually come to this understanding of being eternally related to the Supreme Lord, this distinction, which is based on the bodily concept of life, cannot exist. The same example can be cited herewith. The hand is the hand and the leg is the leg. But when both of them engage in the service of the whole body, there is no such distinctions as the hands and the legs, for all of them belongs to the whole body. And all the parts working together constitute the whole body. Similarly, when the living entities are in Krishna consciousness, there is no such distinction as I and you, because everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord. Since the Lord is absolute, the services are also absolute. Even though the hand is working one way and the leg is working in another way, since the purpose is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they are all one. This is not to be confused with the statement by Mayavadi philosopher that everything is one. Real knowledge is that hand is hand, leg is leg, body is body, and yet all together they are one. As soon as the living entity thinks that he is independent, his conditional material existence begins. The conception of independent existence is therefore like a dream. One has to be in Krishna consciousness, his original position. Then he can be freed from material bondage. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरों श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास अधिगौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण थैंक यू फॉर ऑल कमिंग टुडे आई एम वेरी ग्रेटफुल ऑल डिवोटीज that they have given me the chance to speak something related with the exalted topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. First, I would like to take blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas and who are hearing from the FM also. Please bless me so that I can speak something relevant. Today's topic, I prepared it from Maharaj's class and even from Shikshastikam Prabhu's class. Very relevant to today's topic, so I thought I'll share from that topic because they are realized souls, and because authority has asked me to give class, that's why I'm here. I don't have any realizations, but whatever I heard from them, and I'll like to present today. We always hear that this was like Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyatha. And we give the importance like why we are again and if we go by the Sanskrit grammar thing, then this repetition is not actually, it should not come in the any verse. But we have seen that why this is coming, because it is giving the importance and emphasizing the importance. Why the holy name is very important, and without that there is no possibility in this Kali Yuga. Similarly, we see the same themes come and again in Bhagavatam. Someone that day, Radhika Raman Prabhu was telling Jiva Goswami's disciples day, he was sharing the same thing like how Lord is creative, he is a creator, he is a maintainer and destroyer. Everything is coming and coming in again and again, all the prayers. It's like little boring for someone who is started reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. But who is into that Srimad Bhagavatam over the period of time, he can understand, he can derive many lessons from this thing. And we understand that why this theme is coming again and again and again, because it is preparing our consciousness to enter into the 10th canto, where we are going to discuss the 10th canto. We understand with the position of a Lord, and then only we can enter the 10th canto, which is like internal pastimes of a Lord. Otherwise we may misunderstand that pastimes, and which is happening outside very commonly. Again, here we are thinking the Dhruva Maharaj, today's verse, Kuvera is speaking like misidentification of oneself and others as I and you on the basis of bodily concept of life is a product of ignorance. Who is he speaking to? Kuvera, we understand he is not an unalloyed devotee of a Lord. But Dhruva Maharaj, he has got darshan of Lord, and he has that attraction to Lord, and he is blessed by the Lord that he will come back to Godhead after 36,000 of ruling this world. So the exalted position of a Dhruva is, if we see, that it's more than, he is little higher than the Kuvera also. But he is listening from Kuvera. What he is listening? Misidentification of oneself and others as I and you. Again, basic philosophy which we hear always, we are not this body, we are soul. Even Arjuna is also hearing, we know how Krishna is explaining the things to encourage him to take up Gandiva and fight. So he is again telling that Atma Gyan. Even Uddhava also heard in the 11th canto the same philosophy. So why this is coming again and again? Because many times we forget in the name of relishing the pastimes, we forget the basic concept of the bodily conception of life, and then the problems started occurring in our life, and then we don't understand why this is happening. Actually, I'm listening past tense of Lord, I'm serving Lord, but why such things like petty things like anger, envy, this is coming in our life. So this is all today's verse is telling us. And we understand why this is coming again, for at least for Kali Yuga. Problem of Kali Yuga is like Prayana Alpayusha Sabhya Kalau Asmin Yuge Jana Manda Sumanda Matayo Manda Bhagya Hi Upadrupta. Our intelligence is very, very manda. So that's why we need to remind again and again. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam speaks these things again and again and again. And daily when we sit for a Bhagavatam class, then we get to hear this and remind ourselves. No, today is the day, again we have to think like, I am not this body, I am the soul and I am servant of Lord. And my constitutional position is this and I have to work like this. When we see today, in relevant to the theme of today's topic, I was thinking Srimad Bhagavatam is like refined culture. We see all the dealings between the devotees. It's like how the dealings are very refined, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita. How the dealings between the devotees are very sensitive without hurting each other. It reminds me the pastimes of Brahmananda Bharati. When Mahaprabhu comes from South India and he comes to Jagannath Puri and he meets many devotees, different devotees. At that time, Brahmananda Bharati also comes to meet him. And who is Brahmananda Bharati? Brahmananda Bharati is like his guru's godbrother. So Brahmananda Bharati comes and Mukunda inform Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has come to see you. So should I bring him in? But immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says no. So someone may say no. How can he say no? Is it a sensitive dealing? But no. What he is speaking? Prabhu kahe guru teha yabatara thai. He's like my guru. How can you bring him in? I should go and meet him. So Mahaprabhu immediately ran outside and he saw the scene. Like Brahmananda Bharati is standing and he is wearing the deer skin. But in that time, deer skin was the sign of renunciation. How much vairagi I am. And generally Mayavadi sannyasis used to wear this. So when Mahaprabhu came outside and he looks here and there, but Brahmananda Bharati was standing in front and he's saying, where is Brahmananda Bharati? Where is Brahmananda Bharati? Actually, Mahaprabhu didn't like that he has wore this deer skin. But Mukundatta saying, he is standing in front of you. But Mahaprabhu said, no. If he would have been Brahmananda Bharati, Brahmananda Bharati would not wear this deer skin. So Brahmananda Bharati immediately understood. No, actually, Mahaprabhu didn't like I'm wearing this thing. And then he's saying, when Brahmananda Bharati heard this, he thought, my deer skin is not approved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus admitting his mistake, Brahmananda Bharati thought, he spoke well. I put on this deer skin only for prestige. I cannot cross over the ocean of nescience simply by wearing a deer skin. From today on, I shall not wear this deer skin. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati decided this, Mahaprabhu understood the heart of Brahmananda Bharati and he arranged the sannyas robes for him. So we see, if someone, in our life also we see someone is doing some wrong thing and according to our expectation, we immediately try to correct him with some kind of harsh words or making some philosophy. But the sensitivity here, Mahaprabhu didn't spoke a word to him like insulting him, but he ignored him. But indirectly he make a point like, this is not good for you. But even after coming back, Brahmananda Bharati came and immediately Mahaprabhu saw him and he ran towards him, paid obeisances. And he even didn't talk about the thing which has happened. A Otherwise, in our case, we will keep on talking these things again and again and again. Someone to hear, someone there. What he has done, what he has done. It reminds me like Radheshambhu once talked a very graphic analogy. Like in a classroom where satsang is going to happen, the congregation has gathered and a small kid is roaming there and he passes stool in between. And you happen to be there and you saw something is lying there and you saw this is not good. We need to clean this up. So what happened? According to this concept, like the insensitivity dealings, what we'll do? We'll tell some other person, see, that boy, the son of this fellow, he has done this wrong thing here, this dirt, his past tool here. And we'll spread such rumor. If we are sensitive, the person who is sensitive, he would do that, he'll go first and clean that place and without telling anything, he would not spread the rumor. So similarly, the sensitivity, what Mahaprabhu is teaching us, like whatever is happening in our life also, something, agitations, some words we are getting heard, rather than making a rumors out of it and discussing with others, better face with the person and resolve that thing there only. And here we are seeing, I mentioned like how Dhruva is much more elevated than the Kuvera, but he is listening from Kuvera, his words, and even he has heard it in previous chapter from Manu also. Why he could hear such things in the midst of the greatest anger? He was at the peak of his anger, killing the yakshas. And if imagine I put myself in the shoes of Dhruva Maharaj, and if I am at the peak of my anger and I am reacting to someone tells me something, it never goes in my head. Recently it happened, like someone gave me some feedback regarding deity worship, and though it was a genuine thing, but I felt it so much bad that why he is telling me this. So I didn't recognize what he is telling, but after when I talked to some senior, then they also didn't tell me what is right, what is wrong, but just after few time later, and I understand ki this is my fault actually. I should not have talked like this with that devotee. So this is because hard-heartedness and our attachment, which is causing such hard-heartedness, and that's why we are insensitive to the dealings with other devotees. Here we see. Because even yesterday, what Vasudeva Prabhu was telling, the forgiveness is very, very difficult task. It's not very easy. Because our conditioning is so strong and everybody is coming with the baggages of their conditioning. And he explained very nicely how to cross that modes of nature systematically from 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Here we see why Dhruva Maharaj could take that instruction from Manu, from Kuvera, because he was soft-hearted. And a soft-hearted person only can be sensitive to others' dealings, others' emotions. And only that time, such person's conscience will work properly. Conscience. So we know that how it comes. It is not and it is said like someone is a detached person. Basically, he is a selfless person. Then only such kind of sensitivity appears in our heart. And how this is coming? First canto only, second chapter is called Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Jane Prayojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Yanam Cha Dad Ahaitukam. So this devotion only brings that kind of detachment and jnana. Otherwise, we hear in Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says, if someone tries to cultivate this jnana and vairagya independent of bhakti, then our heart become heart-hearted. So, here we are seeing Dhruva Maharaj is detached. Why? Because of his bhakti, not because of artificial practice of vairagya. So that's why he took this instruction very easily. Even Prithu Maharaj also, in the fourth canto upcoming chapters, we see immediately he took the instruction from Manu and he understood what is right and what is wrong. Because that is their devotion which is bringing these good qualities in them. Even we have seen Parikshit Maharaj also. He took the reversal in his life, the curse of the Brahmana, very positively. All these examples can tell us, even Draupadi also. She understand the heart of a mother of our Kripi. He understood the heart of Kripi. How she may have to undergo if she also loses the only son. So these things happen because they have a backup of devotional service. Even here also Prabhupada is mentioning why this concept of I and mine can go only by the devotional service of Krishna. So Maharaj was explaining why this is concept of I and mine comes. Like he explains, he quotes the Bhagavad Gita verse like Prakrute kriyamanani gune karmani sarvashah ankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. This false ego only gives us the misconception that I am this body. And more we identify with our body, more we get entangled. And this ahankar resides in us as a subtle body. Even mind, intelligence. We have this subtle body and gross body. And the same subtle body is the cause for our bondage with the soul and our gross body. And the same is the reason for our liberation from gross body and this material world. And this false ego, like identification of I and mine, is the greatest tool of Maya to control us, which is making us attached to every small things, every petty things we are doing today. Like Maharaj is saying, like very insignificant things also we are get attached to. Our skills. How beautifully I decorate deities. How beautifully I sing for the Lord. How beautifully I play mridanga. All these things we are, how nicely I am cooking. Whether it someone likes it or not, but we understand, no, I did very best thing. This is very beautiful. This is because of our attachment. We are attached to our body also. Someone tells something, just like I explained just few minutes back. Someone tells you something against your will. You need to change like here like this, but it hurts like anything to our false ego. And we don't take that negative feedback. We are very attached to our belongings, our bodily things. We are relatives. All this thing is because we are identifying ourselves as we are body. This is all because of false ego. And this bodily identification only creating the need for controlling others. The envy, greed, anger, illusion, pride. And ultimately all this is related with the attachment. And this attachment is the main reason to all these things which make us hard-hearted. And what today we are seeing this, like why these Dhruva Maharaj is not got angry and could take this instruction because he was detached. Detached in the sense, what I mean to say is like, we are ready to give up our own agenda to please others, to enjoy for the enjoyment of others. Shikshastakam Prabhu was telling, when he was a personal servant of Maharaj, Maharaj has to come in between suddenly from US for some meetings in Juhu temple, and he had a whole packed schedule since morning. He couldn't take breakfast also, and that day then Maharaj said, okay, we'll go immediately rush to Juhu temple. They both sat in the car, and Maharaj was working on a laptop and the car was moving. So Prabhuji was expecting that he will get some time to give him prasadam. And then he couldn't get because he was busy with his work. And then he reached to the Juhu temple. And Maharaj closed his laptop. And then Prabhuji asked Maharaj, what about your prasadam? So Maharaj said, actually this life is not for me to enjoy. Very beautiful words he said. This life is not mine for me to enjoy. I am for someone's enjoyment. Actually, detachment, what Prabhuji was mentioning here, like detachment means we are ready to give up our own agenda for the pleasure of others. So in that context, we are using the detachment word, not like a hard-hearted person. We don't want anything. So, so such kind of thing, if we have such attachment, then we see slowly how then our nature also become like so hard that we don't take. So what I told that we become very harsh and rude to the others. We can desensitize. And is it like it happened suddenly? Everybody try to come here in Krishna consciousness and try to improving ourselves. But is it that hard-heartedness comes on suddenly and we are started behaving like this suddenly? So Prabhuji was mentioning when he gave an example from Shastra like Ramayana. He quoted like, suddenly one day Kaikeyi asked Dashrath Maharaj that I want Lord Rama to be banished for 14 years to the jungle. The greatest moment of joy in her life actually comes because she loves more than Bharata, Lord Ram. And Ram is being announced being like he is going to be king, next king. And that was the greatest joy for her. And when Mantra comes and tells this news, she becomes very happy and she gave her necklace also to her. What did Mantra do? She threw out the necklace. So is it like suddenly happened, such nature comes into the Kaikeyi, because she was soft-hearted, very loving mother. But what happened? Why this is happening in her life? So Prabhuji is explaining this is because of attachment. And how this attachment creeps in her life, that before that he explained how attachments creates that hard-heartedness. So he explains, he gives an analogy like weight gain. If we see some our close friend after few years, 8 years, 9 years, we may see, "Are you become very healthy, all-rounder. From all side he, so you are healthy." But it's like sober way to say like you are healthy. So the fat accumulate in our body, but we don't know how this fat is getting accumulated. We think that we are eating something. Daily we are eating, I don't eat sweet lot, I don't eat fried a lot, but still I am putting on weight. Why this is happening? Even weight loss also, that the advertise they put like how after 3 months or how after 1 month he lost 15 kg, 20 kg. It's all mostly this is fake, because they take the 9-10 months gap and then they show it like this is 10 days difference. So this is not a sudden thing which is happening. And this is why this attachment also comes. We don't understand why this is coming, because today, according to today's verse, this is because of the false ego, which we are identifying ourselves as we are not this soul, but we are actually this body. And this false ego, again Prabhuji is giving the example, like it's like a coolie. So he gives very graphic example, like how coolie, he compared the ego with the coolie. How coolie carries the burden of others for small things like 50 rupees, 100 rupees, maybe today it might have increased, the rates are increased, but that luggage doesn't belong to him, but he carries it for others. Similarly in our life also, he is making a point, even in our life also, we carry the burden of others. Others' expectations on us. Someone didn't reply to my WhatsApp. That also make us feel bad. We don't feel. I was going on a road. I smiled at him, but he didn't look at me. That also gives me. It hurts me. these small few silly things also makes us feel bad. This is because we are identifying ourselves with the body. This is false ego's business. And here Prabhuji is mentioning, and what is actually advancement? Advancement is like the burden which we give up, that makes us how much we are advancing. He again give an example like rocket. He gives an example of a rocket and satellite. When we are launching the satellite, PC, when we see how satellite is going up against the thrust, against the gravity, when it is going up, it gives up the rear portion, the tank, and then it gives a thrust and it goes up. So similarly, and similarly in our life also, what Prabhuji is mentioning, if we want to uplift ourselves, we have to give up this burden which is created by the false ego. So, and then he gives how to do that, how to relieve that these things, because not taking the burdens which are coming up across your different senses. So he said, just oversee that, nazar andaz kar do, ignore all the things and do not carry the burden of the things which are coming in contact in our senses. And then he puts gives the examples from Shastra, how attachment makes us the hard-hearted. Before explaining the situation of Mother Kaikeyi, how she got this hard-heartedness. He gives the example of Dhritarashtra, how he was attached to the kingdom and then he was not willing to give up this kingdom. And when Vidura has to come, and then he has to chastise, relieve the burden of that attachment. And he spoke very harsh words. Like, you are eating like a dog on the bread thrown by the Bhima, who has killed your sons. So such hard word, harsh word he has to heard, and then only he come to his senses. Chitraketu Maharaj, the wives of the Chitraketu Maharaj, because Chitraketu Maharaj was giving more time and the attention to the wife, one wife only. So others became so envious that they become so hard-hearted that they killed the small child. Suruchi also, the five year small boy, he was sitting on the lap of Dhruva Maharaj, on the lap of Uttanapad, and she couldn't tolerate that. Even Bilvamangal Thakur, we have heard. First time I saw that drama when Bilvamangal Thakur's role was done by His Grace Adikesha Prabhu. It was very amazing. The story I heard in Pune Yatra. So even that time, when his father died, but he never wanted to go there to do final rites because he was attached to the Chintamani. And just to meet Chintamani, what not he has done. Ajamila pastime, the cultured family, but he gave up that and just because of attachment to the prostitute. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagwan ki, Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Jai. So even Prabhuji was mentioning recently, when there was a match between India and Pakistan, and one man was very attached to cricket, and somehow that time Pakistan won the match and India lost, and he was so angry, got frustrated. He immediately pick up his small kid and he threw him on the floor, and it hurt so much badly that the child has to admitted in ICU. He went into coma. And seeing this, he started beating his head on the wall, and he also has to admit in ICU. This is a real story Shikshastra Prabhu was mentioning. So because of this hard-heartedness, we become oblivious of the situation, what is we are undergoing and what is surrounding, and we become so desensitized, and we do anything in that rage of anger or rage of any attachment. So he is explaining in the life of Kaikeyi, what had happened. So he is mentioning that she kept faith in the words of mantra. If someone keeps faith in someone, then we listen it very attentively. So she had a faith in the words of the mantra.
first thing. And Acharya has explained, the mantra didn't come on her own, because but the, she herself, Kaike herself brought mantra from her maika, father's home. So similarly, in our life also, many times, these things come from our own, these are the creation of our own mind. And she was very cunning, and she used to pamper Kaike, always used to glorify her, because she know Kaike likes this thing, and she can be malleable. Whenever I ask something, she'll not say no to me. Acharya again explained, Ramana Acharya, if some peaceful pond is there and the buffalo enters that pond, ye sarovar mein bhais ka pravesh karna, usse wo jo sarovar hai pura malin ho jata hai. Jo peaceful, the peaceful pond becomes very disturbed and dirty. Similarly, the mind of Kaikeyi was very peaceful, but when mantra enters in her life, that mind becomes very dirty. And next point, she heard Rama Ninda rather than Rama Katha from mantra. We always say like, we should not hear the Ninda of the devotees. It pollutes our mind. Vishaira, what is that source, verse? That by hearing the bad words from devotees, about devotees, Ninda, we become hard-hearted, or our bhakti goes down. Similarly, her prem, or her love towards the Lord Ram goes down, because of just she hears these things from Kaikeyi. And then, that was not enough. She was not convinced that Lord Ram is a threat to the Kaikeyi. But what the next thing was, if cement is very soft, but when water is poured on it, then it becomes very hard. The water of negativity about Lord, about her, about Kaikeyi, Kaushalya, that mantra puts in her heart. Like she says, if Lord Ram becomes king, then Kaushalya becomes Rajamata. Then you have to become servant of Kaushalya. Until the day, you were the prime queen, but now the Kaushalya becomes the prime queen, and then you become a subservient. Still, Kaikeyi was not convinced. But now the seed of doubt she put again. What was that? Oh, she said, okay, let me tell you, the coronation of Lord Ram is the greatest event which is going to happen tomorrow. Are you convinced about this? She said yes. Then, if such a great event is happening in Ayodhya, why Bharat and Shatrughna is not here? And why they are specifically sent to their mater and uncle's home? Dal mein kuch to kala hai. That's why, otherwise this will not happen. Then it clicks Kaikeyi's mind. And then that, because of all these things, then she loses the, that doubt comes in her heart. And this doubt created her heart very hard. So in, Prabhuji was mentioning a point, even similarly in our life also, such mantra which we are brought from our own mind only, from outside, not from others thing, with the creation of our own mind only. And and when it enters in our calm, peaceful mind, and it makes us dirty, our peaceful mind very dirty. And that doubt creeps in our mind, and the journey of our spirituality, going towards Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, it is getting hampered because of such doubt. And then Prabhuji explains the different things about how we can deal with the doubts. Like, first he makes a point like, we need to discuss with the seniors. He makes a point with cutting the doubt with doubt. D-O-U-B-T. Like, D for discussing with the seniors. And he quotes like Bharat Maharaj pastime, and he quotes Radhanath Maharaj like, because Jada Bharat Maharaj didn't have any god brother to discuss with, that's why he, even at the bhav stage, he fell down from that position. So that's why we need to discuss with the seniors, equals or devotees, share our hearts if sometimes such doubts come in our life. Even Arjuna has taken shelter of Lord Krishna and he cleared his doubts. Next, he said that objective thinking. We need to understand, sometimes very silly doubts come. Some person was asking him only, whether that Paramatma is standing or sitting in our heart. Such silly questions also comes. And many times when we come across the fifth canto, such questions come again and again. 3,000 yojanas, it didn't click us in our heart because these doubts come. So he is thinking, rather than thinking about this doubt, we should think objectively, like what is our goal? What we are doing is, what is our goal? Ultimate objective or our process. And then only we can come out of this thing. Then he said that understand from all angles. So he gives an example like how Lord Ram, when the news, when Kaikeyi told Lord Ram that you have to go, your father wants that you should go to jungle. Then he took it very positively. He was thinking from different angles. When Lakshmana heard this, he became very angry. He said, "Main jala dunga, sabko maar dalunga." But does that mean he was hard-hearted? No, it was a love towards Lord Ram. Lord Ram is seeing. He gives point. It may be. Have you heard these such behavior from Mother Kaikeyi before? Till that time today, she was very loving to us. She has never spoken wrong words to us. She has given so much love to us. No malice at her heart. So raturat kaise ho gaye? Lakshman ji, wahi to bol raha hu. Raturat ya Ganga sukh kaise gayi? So he is saying ki there is no such track record of Mother Kaikeyi that she had any intention, ill intentions towards us. And then she says, then he is pointing out like this may be my destiny. And then he says ki Sita also wanted that. Acharya has explained basically. Sita also wanted many time, many years. He is saying, "You are so much busy. We are not getting time. So better we go, and we have a separate time, and we spend a separate time in jungles." That may be the reason. And even devatas also, we know understand why that this thing like. Devata sent Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, to speak these words from the mouth of Mantra, because they wanted to kill the Ravana, and this has to be happened. So again, this is the reason. And then even Lord Ram says that we'll meet all the rishis and take blessings from them. So these are the different angle he is giving. We need to understand from all angles, and we can come out of this doubt. Fourth, he's saying, bring it to the practice, like dharka start, like Prabhuji is explaining, when the vehicle stops, then 3-4 people has to push it. So similarly, we need to take shelter of such persons, and we have to practice that. Then only such doubts can be overcome. And then last, he said, time it with patience. He gives analogy of a leech. The leech therapy, what the leech do, it holds some place and sucks the blood. And if we try to, if we get afraid, like, oh, my blood is going, and if we try to pull that leech, the skin also comes out. So we have to just wait. Till the time the belly of the leech fills up, and then it will, on its own, it leaves us. Similarly, to doubt is compared with the leech. If we try to, we don't patiently tolerate, that doubt will take us away from that bhakti. So these things, what he was mentioning, like how we can overcome the doubt with this doubt, the small things. But and then this point he is saying, many time we heard like such doubts come, then senior, we approach senior, they said, "No, don't worry, you hear, keep on chanting, keep on taking prasadam, dance in the kirtan, hear Srimad Bhagavatam." because that is the treatment for this thing. Even here also coming purport, Prabhupada is mentioning only Krishna consciousness is the way. One has to be Krishna consciousness, his original position, then only we can be freed from the material bondage. So this is the, again and again, this is the only solution which is bringing us. And in this way only, we have seen how attachment makes us desensitized and hard-hearted. And on the contrary, if we take the process of Krishna consciousness seriously, janeti ashu vairagyam jnanam chatad ahedukam, automatically this vairagya and that jnana will creep in our side. And then this detachment, vairagya, actually which is mean by selflessness, comes in our life, and then we become sensitive to the dealings of others and becomes soft-heartedness. And these soft-hearted dealings, like we heard, Chaitanya Charitamrita pastime, like how Brahmanand Bharati has been taught, treated with Mahaprabhu. Similarly, we have contemporary examples like Srila Prabhupada. I'll conclude with this Srila Prabhupada's pastime. When Sarveshwari Mataji was there in, Los Angeles, in some west temple, there her service was to give the hot milk to Srila Prabhupada in the evening. And once she was serving hot milk in the night, and there was a meeting going on where all senior sannyasis were sitting, and she approached Prabhupada and she gave the glass of milk, and she was pregnant that time. And Prabhupada looked at her and Prabhupada said, "Oh, Sarveshwari, you are pregnant." And she shied, and then she said, "Yes, Prabhupada." And then Prabhupada said, "Oh, are you drinking milk?" So she said, "Yes, Prabhupada." But she, Prabhupada said, no, are you drinking this milk?" She said, no, this is for you, Prabhupada. For devotees, there is a separate arrangement. I know that, that time Prabhupada, that milk was with dry fruits and different things. So Prabhupada said, no, you are pregnant. Your child need extra energy. You should also drink this milk. And Prabhupada gave that milk to her. So she was so much touched by the sensitive dealings of Prabhupada. And then she said, "For my 40 years, this simple sensitive dealing of Prabhupada is sufficient for me to continue in Krishna consciousness." Even the second thing, like Srila Prabhupada pastime in New York, Prabhupada once said, "New York is not a rich city." We heard, maybe I think from Gaurang Prabhu, this pastime. So many said, "Not rich city, what does that mean?" Prabhupada said, "There is no mango in, come across any mango in this place." So there was one Bhakta Stew. He for a week he searched everywhere. And one day he brought one mango and gave it to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very happy. Prabhupada said, "Good boy." And everybody was laughing. Prabhupada said, "No, why are you laughing? Love means..." he was mentioning, if someone is having love, he will do anything for you. This was 1966, and after 10 years, 1976, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and Satsarup Maharaj came, and Satsarup Maharaj was putting garland, and Prabhupada saying, "Oh, Bhakta Stew, mango." Actually, Stew became now Satsarup Das Goswami. So Satsarup Maharaj immediately had a tears in his eyes. He said, "I am so insignificant, and that's a small thing I did 10 years back, and Srila Prabhupada is still there, he's remembering what I did for him." So these things, the sensitive things, which can bring a miracle, and we understand how these Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they have created this revolution in the world. Because of that love they are receiving from their Guru Maharaj and the devotees around. So from today's verse we can understand, to overcome this misidentification or identification ourselves as a body, we need to focus more thing, the purpose, what we are doing, all our activities, rather than missing ourselves in attaching ourselves, our skills, our bodily things. With the last quote of Maharaj, I would like to end. What Maharaj is saying in his class. He is saying As a devotee, we should understand that the purpose of all our study, Shastra, every holy name of Lord we are taking, chanting in the morning, every melody we are singing for the Lord, decoration we are doing for the Lord, every flower we are offering to the Lord, every preparation cooking for the Lord, every spiritual activity we are performing, this is the only purpose is to come out of the mentality of this is mine and this belongs to others. But here in Purport also Prabhupada is mentioning, every activity what we are doing is to come out of this mentality of this is mine and this is yours. The purpose of speaking, studying Srimad Bhagavatam is to realize that nothing belongs to mine, everything belongs to Krishna. And we are the eternal servant of Krishna. So, I'll conclude here. Thank you very much. Already time is over. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.